we have only a few cases where we have had reports of some concerns by some people who says they, who said they were not happy about the appointment. But looking at the number that we dealt with today, I think that is done very well. And I'm sure those few areas, we will talk around it and then we will come to some agreement.
We know it is the prerogative of the President of the Republic to appoint people as chief executives of the various assemblies, but what processes are involved before somebody is named?
Well, I think that you hit the point right on the dot when you said it's the prerogative of the President. But the President, in doing that, would normally do consultations, which he's done. There have been very broad consultations as carried in the Minister's statement, where all the stakeholders have been consulted. And then you see the point is that, as captured by the Minister's statement, it's only one person who eventually will be nominated. So we are appealing to all the party people who, all the individuals who offered themselves up for this position and who were not selected by the President. There are a number of jobs as promised by the President. Those who can be considered in other areas, the President will look at that. But the point is that it's not possible that everybody would become a DC. So certainly it will be only one person who would be nominated by the President. Our appeal is that everybody should calm down and then allow the processes to go through.
What is next for these chief executives?
Well, by the 2431, which the Constitution provides for, the President nominates, and then that is not the end of the story. The various people who have been nominated would have to go to the assemblies, and then would go through a process of approval.
It is the trust the President has in me. It is the trust my people have in me. There has been a very broad consultation by the President, and anybody in my constituency who was interested had to apply through the party structure from the constituency level to the regional level and finally to the national level. And so there were three stages of interview. So I believe to be selected It's a very fair process, and it also shows that the President has a lot of trust in you.
So your other contenders, have you heard from them or have you spoken to them?
Yes, spoken to some of them, not all of them. And those haven't reached, certainly I'll try and reach them.
All things being equal, if you are confirmed, what will be your immediate priority?
We need to bring unity to the municipality. It is the first ingredient that you need to work in any new situation. You know, I'm being thrown into the municipality as the chief executive. Immediately, I need to bring everybody to the table because it will be all hands on deck. That's my style. I want to work with everybody. The opportunities we will get out of the President's vision of one district, one factory come to reality in a very short time.
It is competitive, we all know. There will be a number of applicants that want a given job at that prestigious level. But it behoves the President to exercise the constitutional right. And as for the packets of hula baloos we've heard of in different parts of Ghana, including Zebila, Elubo, and then some other places, they are to be expected, especially when it's a political appointment and there are diverse interest groups within the district and the municipal areas. That notwithstanding, it is important to also inform that the presidential nomination doesn't bring a closure to the entire curtain of the work of the municipal or district chief executives. It's only the first stage. The Constitution stipulates that after the President does this nomination, there must be some level of endorsement at the district assembly level. That is, 2/3 of the members of the assembly would have to sit, vote and endorse whoever the President nominates. So if it is true that those who are agitating their candidates are popular as against the nominees that have been the nominations that have been done by the president, then it will reflect at the district assembly level when they would have to vote and endorse or reject these persons that have been named and then that are purported hullabaloos around them.
In general, those protesting, they don't have a case.
No, they may have a political case, but the truth remains that the constitution goes beyond any given political party.